really, when it comes down to it, I want to help independent coffee businesses communicate better. And that's both within themselves and externally as well.
Welcome to the Durango Joe's podcast, where we believe everyone deserves a smile, a warm greeting, and a great cup of coffee. I'm your host, Joe Lloyd. And as always, I've got Trevor on the mic. Trevor, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. Hey, how the table turns.
Yeah, it's kind of flipped today. I'm actually the host. I'm in control.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking the tough questions today, Trevor.
I know. It's interesting being on the other side of this. And frankly, I do like the control. So this is a little different for me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we've got an exciting podcast for you today, just because if you've been listening to Durango Joe's podcast, you've probably picked up over time that Trevor is leaving Durango Joe's. He's going into this new world. It's called entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Well, I'm about as ready as I can be, I hope, and we'll see.
You know, but you're not completely leaving Durango Joe's. You're going to still be hosting the podcast with myself, and so you're going to stay on, and we're going to contract out with you on some niche projects, things like that. So it's not like you're leaving.
Yeah.
But you are entering into this new world of entrepreneurship. And it's a topic that we want to talk about today, because getting out on your own is not easy. And I always say that it's not as easy as people think it is when you decide to take everything on for yourself and you are the person you answer to.
Yeah, suddenly the buck is stopping with me in a way that it never has before.
So over time, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, different things. And one of the things we did talk about a while ago, I can't remember which episode it was, but, you know, we said that people don't leave their jobs, they leave their bosses. And so, I mean, I'm sure everybody out there is like going, hey, is Trevor leaving his job, or is he just saying, you know, see you later, Joe? So what's the deal? What started this entrepreneur kind of this journey? How'd it go? How'd it start?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think first I'll say that's a fair question, and I'm glad you brought it up in that specific way, because I think if I was leaving my boss in the way that we've kind of talked about in previous episodes, yeah, we wouldn't be having this continued relationship that right, we're going to have under this new kind of situation that we're creating. But, you know, really the bug, I think I caught the entrepreneurial bug a few years ago, actually before starting at Durango Joe's.
Okay.
There was just a juncture with a previous employer. And with that, it was kind of a nudge to me that it was something I wanted to do on my own. I think I probably have a bit of a possessive personality.
Yeah.
I really want to call something my own and make a name for myself in those ways. So some of those internal drivers are kind of pushing me in this direction. But at the time, I really didn't have the experience to make it happen. And that's when I found out about this opportunity at Durango Joe's to become the creative marketing leader, or I guess that's the new title for it. But yeah, the creative manager here at Durango Joe's. Along this way, or along this path, I've learned so much. I've tried to be a sponge in every way possible, just soaking up what you guys are doing. And I think the environment at Durango Joe's, the mission-driven mentality here and everything yeah, going on with that really kind of inspired me and helped me focus in on how I want to step off into my own business as well. And so everything that I've learned here, everything that I've experienced has been really valuable in just kind of preparing me internally for this next step in my career journey, in a sense.
You know, when you came and told me this, actually it was, early 2020, in 2020.
I think I technically resigned in March.
Yeah, you did. And
well, I gave the resignation in March. I gave you till June, and,
right,
and then COVID happened.
And then, you know, I looked at you kind of around April and May and went, do you really want to leave Durango Joe's in June in the height of this pandemic?
And yeah. Yeah. We both had kind of a humbling conversation.
Yeah. And it was just like, nah, let's just wait till the end of the year to make this decision. See where the company's at. See where, you know, is it a good time to launch your own company, you know, in the middle of a pandemic? And since we're on the tail end of the pandemic and things like that, I think based on just what I've been seeing and kind of getting from you, you are, I think, ready, because you've done done a lot of the background work. You've done a lot of the legwork to get to where you're at. The other thing I was going to just say before we get into the nuts and bolts of this new business of yours, there are certain things that I knew about you after I got to know you that I thought, this guy is probably not going to be here that long. One, I think you try to operate above the line, meaning you're open, you're curious, and you're committed to learning, which is, I think you approach situations that way. You are a very curious person. You're always trying new things. At the end of the day, it's a huge deal. You're a self-starter. And I think in order to be a real successful entrepreneur, you got to have some of those things in your tool belt, or at least some of that stuff wrapped up in your DNA. You got to be curious. You've got to be a self-starter. You got to be committed to learning, you know. And fortunately for you, you're all of those things.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That means a lot.
Well, I appreciate the couple years or so that we've had together. And again, there's not this divorce or anything where you're moving on to a new business and we're going to contract out with you on some new things. So let's just start with that. What is it that you're going to be doing, buddy?
Sure. So I've started my own business. It's called Pour Over Creative. And the thing I really want to do with it is I want to help other businesses. And I've really spent time at Durango Joe's specializing in more coffee related stuff, really learning about the industry from that kind of perspective. And so ideally, who I want to serve are companies like Durango Joe's, or who are aspiring to be like Durango Joe's, and get them to a point where they're primed for success. So in line with that sort of mission, from your perspective, what are three of the core problems, or maybe not problems, but challenges that a business like Durango Joe's faces?
Yeah. And I mean, I can really speak to the coffee industry. And I talk to a lot of coffee shop owners who are in the midst of their first or second year. And even being in my 17th or 18th year, there's a lot of struggles. We talked about this a couple of days ago when you and I were discussing, you know, what gets a coffee shop or a small business over that hump, you know? And again, I'll just say this, it's one real big word. It's called volume.
Sure.
And volume is such a key component to any business's success, especially, you know, if you're in the food and beverage industry, you know, like we are here at Durango Joe's, it's important that you have volume, because volume turns into cash flow and being able to, one, scale your business when you need to, and also pay the employees that when you bring them on, they're getting a fair wage and all that kind of stuff. And so volume is huge, but there's other things really that are critical, I think, to the success of a company. And there's many challenges out there. And one of them would be the things that I have to deal with almost daily is people.
Yeah.
And not so much people are a drag, but when you're hiring people into your company, you want to make sure they just don't get on the bus. But you got to make sure, if you're going to be traveling a certain direction, you want to make sure that those people are in the right seat. Jim Collins, in his book, Good to Great, made this famous in saying, hey, not only are you going to have to get people on the bus, but you're going to have to get them in the right seat if you're going to be successful. And so we're always developing people, trying to get them in the right seat so they're optimally hitting on all cylinders. You know, we're getting maximum impact with them being on our team. And so that's a challenge. The other challenge, I think, is just, you know, managing finances, making sure that you're staying ahead of the ball game when it comes to budgeting and realizing where every penny goes in your company, and making sure that, you know, you're negotiating deals properly with your vendors and all that kind of stuff. And I think the third thing that we're facing constantly is just creating lines of really great communication. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to have an operation where you have 150 plus employees and you've got 30 some managers, you've got to have good communication. And there's tools out there, whether they're different apps you can use, or, you know, scheduling apps, things like that. Communicate with your teams on what's going on. But one of the biggest things that we have to communicate in order to be successful, if you scale your business, is consistency. You've got to communicate good, solid consistency from what I do all the way down to when we hire a new barista. Is that process consistent? Are we making drinks consistently? Are we doing all this other stuff? But those are really the three things that, you know, after we were talking, came up and I thought was real relevant to a business that's growing and realizing those challenges. And I think what you're going to be talking to me about is you're going to be capturing one of those things and really honing in on that specific area of a business so you can help them with certain tools that you've developed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the core tenets of who I am and what I believe is that clear is kind. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, but really when it comes down to it, I want to help independent coffee businesses communicate better. And that's both within themselves and externally as well. And so there's a couple different things that I really want to focus on, and that's deep branding. And I'm going to try and give this kind of a definition. A lot of people, I think, believe that brand is very much tied to, I guess, the logo, the visual identity of a company. And to me, that's all very important and is representative for sure. But it is kind of a surface level. It looks nice, but it maybe doesn't communicate something deeper about your company or your business. And so getting really clear on three things: your mission, your vision, and your values. And I've been fortunate that I walked into Durango Joe's. You guys had a very clear mission, and I've really learned from that how clarity on that front really helps align a whole team. And so helping other businesses get clear on their mission. And I think anything entrepreneurial, I've experienced this firsthand. I know you have as well. When you're getting started out, there's no way you're going to overcome all of the challenges of starting a business if you don't have some sense of mission inside you as a founder.
Yeah, that's totally correct. Yep.
And so my goal here is to help business owners who certainly have kind of this idea of their mission, but turn it into something that's communicable, something that they can share with clarity to help inspire and align their team.
You know, and I'll just tell you right now, when I do help and talk to and coach new startups and coffee shop owners, this is the one thing that's typically missing. I'm like, what are you looking, when I ask, you know, the coffee shop owner, and they've been at this 6-8 months, and I'm like, what lens are you looking through to see your business? And if they don't have a mission, if they don't have a vision, and a lot of times you just said it, yeah, they've got something inside that's driving them, but do they have it written down? Is it something they look at and live by every day? In order to be successful, you've got to be looking through these lenses that help you get to where you're supposed to be. And so many times those lenses come through, what's your mission? What's your visions? What's your values?
And those things have to be contagious in a sense. Like, you as the business owner, yeah, you are the face of the company, but in a very real sense. This is another thing we've talked about. Those baristas on the front lines, no matter what size a company you are, they are the interface between you, your personal brand, your company brand, and the customers.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you haven't made your mission, vision, and values clear to them, then they may be applying their own lenses to those situations. And you can very quickly lose track of kind of your initial hopes and dreams that way. So it's just really super important to have these things clarified for your business and have a system and strategy to communicate them regularly and, again, clearly.
So do you mind if I give you some advice on this one?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I would add culture in there because I already know that you have a deep sense of meaning when it comes to culture. That's so important to you because I know you came to me probably 6 months into the job and we were talking culture and we ended up coming up and a lot of it was your idea. We came up with a culture document that really, again, serves as a guide. It serves as a compass. And, you know, adding that to the mission, vision, and values, I think culture is a byproduct of those things,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, that's one thing I really loved when we developed that culture document. I know that would be a huge service to, you know, coffee shop owners or any small business owners who are getting started to have kind of a culture document that they can use to help guide their employees. Like you said, people that are on the front line, making sure that they're seeing through the same exact lens as you are when it comes to what your company's all about and why it does what it does.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the next piece of what I'm building is the communication strategy and sort of management of your message. And so there's a couple different things I'm working on this front. One of which we're currently like breaking ground on as we speak, basically, for Durango Joe's, which is a company wiki. And it's kind of our one source of truth for the company. It's going to be the home base where we communicate, where we have our mission, our vision, our values. It's going to be where we talk about everything from promotions to handbooks to different projects that the leadership team are working on. It's kind of an all-in-one place to capture everything that's going on.
And it's really an app that's on your phone.
Yeah.
Which puts everything, like you said, in this one central location where a barista could check out what our mission is, what the dress code is, what, you know, there's so many other things that are going to be on this
ring
app.
Of recipes.
The ring of recipes.
I mean, right at their fingertips, they're going to be able to look up every single recipe. We've got a switch or an LTO or something like that, that we got to publish. Boom. Yeah. Everyone's on the same page. So yeah, that's going to become one of the central things that I am building for Durango Joe's and continue to hone for hopefully other businesses as well through this. Beyond that, internal communication, stuff like meetings, messaging, newsletters, and then this is another big one, but learning platforms. We're also chugging away on Durango Joe's University. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, again, we've been doing this for 15 years or so, raising up leaders, but the platform that we've developed in the last several years is called DJU. It's Durango Joe's University, and it's a platform where we're going to have all of the classes that we've taught in person now are going to be online. I mean, COVID has changed so much in us in a way that, you know, we can now do this online and we can have our baristas and our leadership teams take these classes and they get scored, they get evaluated, they get sent to the manager when they're done. So all of this stuff is through a website. What's the website called? I forget.
So we're using the Thinkific. So that's another platform that we're leveraging.
Which is so user-friendly. It's so awesome. And Trevor has, again, launched that for us. He started it and he's going to continue helping us develop that part of our leadership program.
What are some of the classes that we're offering through DJU? What are we building there?
Yeah, we've got right now we've got two that are completed. These aren't, I mean, if we're going to do it right, it takes time. And so we've got two completed classes right now. We have a coffee knowledge class, which you've written and produced yourself for Durango Joe's.
A lot of fun.
Then we've got a culture class that Tiffany has done. And so that's online. And then I've got one just ready to get launched. It's on servant leadership. We also have a drink making class. We have an upselling class that's going to be coming on soon. And so we've got about five or six classes that we're going to, when it's all said and done, going to have on there. And hopefully more as we go on, you know, we can just continue to add classes.
And the scope of this is coming alongside different leaders in the company, like Tiffany, like Mark, who's teaching or working on a machine maintenance class
machine
for us.
Machine maintenance
coming
class
across
as well.
with Brittany, who's teaching the upselling class, and helping them really develop a script and organize their thoughts in a way that becomes a presentable thing. So I'm not the face of these classes. Of course, I am the coffee knowledge one, but that was kind of my own personal project in a sense. But really having the leaders present it themselves so that it's the product of Durango Joe's. It's not anyone else's. It's truly yours.
Right. And I think where you helped us, and I think where you're going to be able to help other companies down the road that choose to use you in this way, is you kind of give a framework of here's how basically it needs to be written. Your class pretty much needs to be word for word written out. And to be honest with you, I wasn't thinking that was going to be part of the deal. But after watching some of the things that you produced, I'm like, okay, yeah, we need to do it that way. And so really coaching our team along in ways that help us really produce a good product when it's all said and done. And there's a lot of work that goes into those. So we want these videos to be long lasting. You know, we don't want to have to redo them every year. So we really look at the content and we're evaluating it and making sure it's relevant and it's going to last.
And the big thing with these courses is, again, talking about consistency, which is something you touched on as one of those like core challenges of a business early on in this episode, but consistency. And so one of the problems we had earlier is we maybe had one or two teachers that were on all the time who taught these courses in person. And what we've seen with some of the churn rate in employees and stuff like that, we were having trouble having enough teachers to continue teaching these courses and then also continue teaching the teachers to teach the courses.
Yeah.
And it was just snowballing. And with different markets in mind, I mean, Albuquerque, for one, we got to think about how we can do this 4 hours away.
Right. Yeah. And that's one of the challenges. And so the challenge in, you know, figuring out, can we do this 4 hours away? That was a big deal. How are we going to get teachers to do all these classes? Well, this new platform through the DJU, Durango Joe's University, is going to allow us to do the videos, which go anywhere and can be evaluated whether you're in Albuquerque or Durango or Farmington or Aztec or whatever. You know what I mean?
So that's kind of a scope of some of the internal communications challenges I want to help solve for small coffee businesses. Beyond that, external communication is super important. And so one of those is content marketing. I truly believe that we can really reach customers by producing high quality content and becoming educators of them as well. Some stuff we did and dabbled with were some external coffee knowledge courses that we taught to Mug Club. And so some of those opportunities are really cool to me. The other thing is social media strategy. Now, I want to preface this with, I truly believe the only people that should be really communicating for you on your social media are internal. The people that really know your business.
Yeah, I agree.
And so as someone who is stepping away from Durango Joe's, I've run our social media for the over 2.5 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
But it's something that I'm ready to hand off to someone who's going to really own it and really understand how to use it for Durango Joe's specifically. And what I want to do is take the tools and some of the systems and organizational stuff that I've built and hand it off to them too, to set them up for success. And so I think there's some stuff there as well that I can really help prepare other teams, other companies that are maybe doing stuff on social media, but wanting to figure out how to really organize a broader strategy. I'm not here to do the day-to-day posting, but I'm here to help provide you the tools so that your team can do that on a higher level.
Yeah, that is super, super important. And it just comes down to execution. And I think that's where people get stuck, you know. And I think what you're going to be able to do is help that execution. You're not going to be doing it for them, but you're going to give them ideas on how to make it work, to how to develop a calendar, a full year calendar around your social media. So you're not surprised every week about what you're going to be posting. It's going to be actually planned out.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's huge, you know, and when people get out of that day to day, I've got to get this done now because it's urgent, and they start planning, then they're able to really start focusing on other things, you know, instead of just the urgent stuff that shows up, you know, in front of their face every morning. So I think being able to organize people that way is a real strength of yours. And I think people are going to get a lot out of that.
And kind of the last thing I want to really touch on with external communication in a sense is, how are we cultivating customer loyalty programs? I've seen a massive evolution in customer loyalty here at Durango Joe's. And so I've got a really good idea of how other companies can not copy and paste Durango Joe's loyalty model over, but use some of the tools and systems that Durango Joe's is leveraging in order to help cultivate those super fans and really reward them for being a part of your customer base.
So Trevor, you know, because I am hosting today, let's just wrap this up. And I just want to ask you a question. So, and I think this is a fair question. This is a hard question, but I think as a new entrepreneur, I think you've got to be ready to answer it. And so, I mean, let's just look at the next 12 months.
Sure.
All right. Let's not get too far down the road, because I know you may have plans of what it could look like 3 to 5 to 10 years, but what will success look like for you, let's say, in the next 12 months?
Sure. I mean, this is really hard. I've fallen into the typical trap of, I'm so focused right now on building here and now and getting it launched that it's hard for me to look 12 months. So I know firsthand what that's like. But I will say, over the next 12 months, I really want to see maybe a handful of businesses come through that I can really make a mark on and help them succeed. I'm not looking to go super broad. I don't want a bazillion clients. I don't want 100 different businesses to work on. I really want somewhere between 5 and 10 that I go really deep with. So I don't think I'm going to have 10 clients by the end of the year, maybe if I'm lucky, but success to me is making a mark on maybe 5 businesses by the end of the year.
Yeah. And I think what you said is, you want to make a mark. In other words, you want to make a difference. You really want to help people and help people succeed at their own entrepreneurial kind of challenge and journey. And I think that's really awesome. And the more people you can help, the better. So if you're out there and you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I could use some of these services, I think he just said he's only taken 10 customers this year. So you may want to sign up and get a hold of Trevor. Trevor, what ways can we get a hold of you?
Sure. Probably the best platform for people to check out is my brand new website. It's pouroverCreative.com. That's pour over just like the coffee beverage you make at a Chemex.
Yep.
pouroverCreative.com. And there you'll start to see some of the articles and things that I'm writing, some of the resources I'm trying to produce, and just generally get an idea, a better, clearer idea of some of these things that we've talked about today and how I want to help businesses just like yours.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll be saying this a lot to you. If you need anything, just let me know. I'm right here. You'll be working with us for the first couple months fairly closely. So we have brought on a new creative marketing leader, and she's going to be, for the first couple months, getting her, you know, feet wet and making sure she's getting all the information. And Trevor's actually going to be doing a 2-month training. And so he's going to be around the office. So, buddy, I'm going to be looking forward to it in the new year, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. And yeah, looking forward to our continued relationship in this new capacity. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Durango Joe's podcast. If you want to get in touch with me, I can be found at www.pouroverCreative.com. That's www.pouroverCreative.com. And you can reach me at trevor@pouroverCreative.com. I can't wait to help you clarify your brand and communication. Oh, and Merry Christmas from ours to yours. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season. We'll have another episode of At the End of the Day for you next Friday as well, so be sure to tune in. This episode of the Durango Joe's podcast was published by Durango Joe's Coffee. It was written, edited, and produced by Trevor Ogborn with Pour Over Creative. Durango Joe's, love people, love coffee.
So do you want me to ask what will success look like to you that ended up?
I mean, not really.